Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The unusually warm winter has led to a rise in the number of rats in Boston. Rodent complaints remain near record levels, and some of these rodents are climbing under the hood of cars. The damage they cause can be expensive and sometimes dangerous. WBUR's Willoughby Mariano tells us why.
The trouble began for Candace Smith a couple years ago on a road trip to New Hampshire.
First thing that happened was the radio went off. And I'm thinking, okay, I've got a radio problem.
It was a long autumn weekend. She was driving north to go camping.
And then the lights in the cabin started to dim. And then finally, I started to lose the power steering.
She pulled over her Subaru Outback and peeked under the hood.
It was a disaster. You could see where the wires had been shredded. When the tow driver actually came after that first incident, looked under the hood and saw the basketball-sized wad of papers, he said, "Oh, you're from Boston. What neighborhood do you live in?"
Smith is a medical student who lives in Alston, and we are here at dusk. Rats scuttle in and out of wide-open dumpsters in her apartment parking lot.
Oh, my God, there's another one.
Oh, yeah. This is our nightly entertainment.
Oh, my God, there it goes again.
This is why Smith's car lost power. Rats had crawled inside, cozied up against the warm engine, and chewed up the alternator wiring. They also brought snacks.
I would find things like used diapers, a lot of food wrappers, a lot of paper, and then one time, three still attached together ribs from a rack of ribs that they had pulled from the dumpster to come eat in the car.
WBUR heard from other car owners about times that rats or mice cut the wires to a coolant sensor, a headlight, even the brakes. And this means auto repair shops are busy. Elias Hedayat is manager of AZ Auto Center in Brighton. He says rat-damaged cars roll into his shop once or twice a week. Today, he checks under the hood of a pearly white Audi sedan.
Look what they ripped out. Look at all the stuff that they bring in to build their nest.
This is the car's nerve center, its engine harness, which sends signals across the electrical system. And the wires are shredded. A white fluff that looks like dirty cotton candy is strewn about.
What's this here?
That's insulation for the battery, around the battery. See, they've ripped it all out.
Hedayat says this repair may take 2 weeks and cost as much as $4,000. Rats are eating more than just cars. Complaints to Boston's top rodent control office soared 75% since the pandemic began. Bringing that number down is all about prevention.
It all comes down to the trash. It's their food, so look for the trash piles and you'll find the rats.
That's Marike Rosenbaum with the Boston Urban Rat Study at Tufts University. The key is to keep the food away from the rats so they don't breed out of control. But she says rodents are relentless. They ignore property lines as they hunt for trash, so communities must work together to keep populations under control.
You need to coordinate with the restaurant owners, you need to coordinate with the property owners, you need to coordinate with the city and the residential people in that neighborhood, and that's a lot.
Boston City Council may create a rat czar position to do just this. The proposal is in committee, but it's too late for Candace Smith's car. The rats wouldn't leave it alone, no matter what she did. A mechanic wrapped her car's wires with a special tape laced with capsaicin. That's the chemical that makes hot peppers hot.
My last attempt, which I don't think was successful at all, but was coyote urine, which I bought on eBay. I guess that hunters use it.
Smith's car died, partly because of the rats, partly because of old age. She has a new car now and parks it on the street, away from the dumpsters. Every couple of months, she sprays peppermint oil under the hood. Supposedly, the rats hate it.
So I'll tell you what, this is a lot better than the coyote urine.
Smith is moving to Vermont after she graduates, far away from the Boston rats. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Willoughby Mariano.